الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا ورسولنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وذرياته وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وقال الله عز وجل في مقام آخر وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We abundantly praise and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We submit and surrender to our Lord Almighty, and we thank Him for the best of gifts, for the best of favors upon us and upon all of humanity, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. Indeed, the greatest bounties and boons and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us has been the sending of the final, the most perfect and prestigious and honorable and unparalleled prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we thank him and we send peace and blessings upon the noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his noble family and upon the righteous companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, dear brothers, sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our attendance here today on this blessed day of Jumu'ah in the sacred home of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may our attendance become a means for our hidayah, our guidance, our transformation, our success, our forgiveness and our salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Ameen. As you know, this is the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. This is the month of Rabi'ul Nur, Rabi'ul Rahma. And many discussions have taken place thus far, individually, I'm sure, collectively within your homes and your communities, and also throughout the Ummah worldwide, where we have been recounting the blessings and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ, talking about those great favors of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these discussions have been taking place also within the classrooms here at the madrasa. And one important thing that the students were asking me is that, Staji, that we have so many people here on earth, approximately almost 8 billion people. And it's very difficult for people to kind of stand out amongst 8 billion people. You're just a human being, an ordinary human being, whether you're rich or poor, high or low, strong or weak. In one way or another, we're pretty much all the same. In spite of our external differences, internally we are pretty much the same. So they asked the question that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is undoubtedly the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. But then there came so many other prophets as well, approximately 124,000 as per the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, 124,000 prophets and messengers came from the beginning of time, from Sayyidina Adam ﷺ up until the Prophet ﷺ. So how does the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam distinguish himself? How is he different from any other Prophet? Surely he's a human like all the others. I said, correct. Surely he came with a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like the others. I said, yes, you are also correct. But then I said, there are stones on earth. Some stones you build building with. Some stones you see in mountains. And some stones are jewels. And some stones are rubies. And some stones are pearls. Not every single stone is the same. Similarly, not every human being is the same. And especially not every single prophet or messenger is the same. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. That there are certain prestigious and honorable and elevated messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulul azm, messengers of Allah azza wa jal. So today I thought it'd be good to reflect upon the speciality and the unparalleled nature of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he was the most distinguished creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how he was the most distinguished and elevated and prestigious, noble prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in hadith in Sahih Muslim mentions أَنَا سَيِّدُ وَلَدِ آدَمْ وَلَا فَخْرَ. That I am the Sayyid, I am the leader, I am the master of all of humanity. And this is a nobility bestowed upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his efforts and striving and through his sacrifices. But he says, وَلَا فَخْرَ أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ. I will be the first one who will be resurrected and taken out of his grave on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا فَخْرَ أَنَا أَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ وَأَوَّلُ مُشَفَّعٍ. I will be the first one who will be given the ability and the izn, the permission to intercede. And I will be the first one whose intercession will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا فَخْرَ. And there are so many other ahadiths the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions himself in regards to his status, to his maqam. But we see also throughout the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again reminds us that he is no ordinary prophet. He is no ordinary messenger, but rather he is وَلَكِ الرَّسُولَ اللَّهُ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He is the definitive Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the seal of all of prophets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show how distinguished he was by attaching the name of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Every time Allah azza wa jal is mentioned, we also remember the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Every time Allah azza wa jal is mentioned alongside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to see and realize how great and the nobility of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is. So he is the Sayyid, he is the leader, he is the master of all the prophets of Allah azza wa jal, of all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is also the leader and the master of all of humanity, including jinn. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored and elevated and given this prestigious maqam, this unparalleled maqam, to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. If we look back into the Qasasul Anbiya, if we look into the stories of the Anbiya alayhim wassalam, you see every single prophet had a distinct quality, a distinct characteristic that they were recognized by. Musa alayhi salam for his strength and for his resilience, Isa alayhi salam for his fortitude, and Ayyub alayhi salam for his patience, and many other prophets, they were considered and recognized by these very distinct qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas when it came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he is recognized as Jami'u Sifat al-Anbiya, as the one who encompasses all of the sifat and the characteristics and the beauties collectively, and he has been perfected and given all of these attributes by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Najur, as they say, the source of all of the 124 prophets and messengers of Allah azza wa jal, has been placed and embedded within the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also perfected within the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we see the desire and the temptation and the fight that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had with Iblis, with the shaitan, and the character that he had to show, and his humility and bowing down and surrendering and apologizing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Rabbana ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. We see the recognition of Sayyidina Sheikh alayhi salam. We see the bravery of Nuh alayhi salam, living his life for such a long period, seeing his own family members not following his message, seeing his own people disown him. We see the sacrifices of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, saying, يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. We see the khulla, we see the khalil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friendship, the intimate friend of Allah azza wa jal, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. We see the eloquence of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam. We see the wisdom of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, the contentment of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, the strength, the shuja'ah of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the struggles of Sayyidina Yusha, the love of Sayyidina Daniel, the reverence of Sayyidina Yunus when he was there and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Sayyidina Ilyas alayhi salam, the patience of Sayyidina Ayyub, the beautiful voice of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, the absence, the zuhud of Sayyidina Yahya, the beauty, the jamal of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and the piety, the taqwa and the tahara of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. These are all those beautiful attributes and characteristics that we saw exemplified within each and every life of those messengers of Allah Azza wa Jal. But then you see the beauty, the jamal and the kamal, the perfection on the inner and the outer, and all of these beautiful characteristics, these attributes, these sifat and these kamalat were placed within the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as the insani kamil, as the perfection and the pinnacle of humanity. As Allah Himself mentions, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. No ordinary khuluq, no ordinary character, azim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. That those who truly have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and truly turn to Allah azza wa jal and remember the last day, they will look towards you and your khuluq, your azim khuluq, and your character and your uswa, your hasna. They will look at you for perfection. They will look at you in every single aspect of their personal, their social, their financial, their emotional, their spiritual, their religious life. In everything, they don't need anybody else. They just need to look at you, the Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we remember the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and remind ourselves and remind our children that we do not need the example of 8 billion people currently here on earth. And neither, according to estimates, do we need to look at the example of 117 billion people that may have come from the beginning of time up until now. We only need one example. And that example is sufficient for us, for our success in the dunya, for our success in the grave, and for our success in the hereafter when we turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need these celebrities, we don't need these athletes, we don't need the entrepreneurs, we don't need these businessmen, we don't need any of them. We just need and only need to turn to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because he is the one, the pinnacle of creation. He is the one who is unparalleled. He is the one beyond compare. He is the one who's been created and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as insani kamil, the one who's been perfected by Allah azza wa jal. So talking about the beautiful traits, the characteristics and the maqam of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where do we actually begin to describe the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for all of creation? Wasn't chosen by you, wasn't chosen by anybody else, but chosen by our Lord, the most perfect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this individual for all of humanity, for all of times. So how can we do justice to him when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself who has raised the remembrance, raise the maqam, raise the mention of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Not me or not you or not anybody else. If all of creation came to remember and to raise the maqam of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, they would still not be able to do so the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done himself. The way that the angels continuously do so by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was no ordinary human being, he was no ordinary prophet. But rather he was sent as rahmatan lil alameen, not just a mercy to his nation, to his community, to his society, to his era, but rather as a mercy unto all of creation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rabbil alameen. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam is rahmatan lil alameen, unto all of the worlds. So he is the channel of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His arrival is a means of mercy for us. Because before that, we were in darkness, we were in ignorance, we were misguided, we were towards our own destruction. It is when his message came that we received that mercy from Allah Azza wa Jal. It is through the teachings of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers us with his mercy. It is due to the existence and the source of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is spread far and wide throughout all of creation. So it's very important for us to know the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is not just a messenger from all of the messengers of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He's not just a continuation of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, or from the beginning of creation Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, but rather he has been sent and created and perfected by Allah Azza wa Jalla for us to realize that this is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to look towards. This is how we need to perfect our lives. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam himself mentions that I have a number of names, not just names that he acquired, but names that were given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I am Muhammad, this is my name. And this is why we always say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I am also Ahmad. And the reason why these two names, even though they are very, very close in their nature, there's still a distinct difference between them both. One who is praised in a quantifiable manner, in quantity, excessively, abundantly, over and over and over and over. Can you even count the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, we cannot even fathom or count that. But in spite of that, those angels are commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal to send durudu salam upon the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Can you imagine the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You cannot fathom that. But Allah Azza wa Jal, in terms of quantity, the angels in terms of quantity, and all of the lovers and the followers of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, including even the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, have been constantly praising the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the one who is abundantly, excessively, continuously praised, this is that person, the one who is praised. So when you see haters, when you see those people making caricatures or videos or cartoons or so many other things, they are nothing, they are not even an iota, not even a speck in comparison to the praise and the dignity and the honor and the maqam of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that is bestowed upon him continuously by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by all of the lovers of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And I'm also Ahmad. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. I am also Ahmad. Why is here Ahmad here, even though it comes from the same root almost? Ahmad is there due to its quality. This is why we also remember the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam as Ahmad, because the amount of quality that is there in the name of Ahmad, all of the quantity and all of the quality of praise to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is reserved for him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels. So everybody collectively, in their quality, in their sincerity, in their devotion, and also in their quantity, is praising and elevating the maqam and the status of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the discussion that I had with the students, that he is no ordinary prophet, he is no ordinary man, he is no ordinary form of creation, but he is the perfection of all of creation. He is the source of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all of humanity and sent us on this very, very long journey of recognizing ourselves and perfecting ourselves in the image of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we can return back into the gardens of paradise. And al-mahi, I am also al-mahi. Al-mahi is the one who effaces, who removes away shirk, who removes kufr, who removes the deformities within you. He removes all of those things that are tainting your heart and your soul. He is the one who has come to purify you. And this is how we can enter back into the gardens of paradise. When we turn to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he is the one who teaches us about tawheed. He is the one who teaches about the wahdaniyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do those things that bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who washes away all of those things by us following in the footsteps of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He is Hashir, the one where every single human being on the day of Qiyamah will be resurrected at the feet of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what it means to be Al-Hashir. And Al-Aqib, I'm also the one where there is no other prophet. The Nabuwa, the Risala, everything ceases at the feet of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So he is the beginning and also he is the end. Everybody will be resurrected at the feet of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. I am Nabi Rahma. I am the prophet of mercy. Mercy not just for insan, but also for the jinns, also for hayawan, for all of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the Nabi of Tawbah. Why? Because when we go to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relents. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives us and showers His pardon and mercy upon us as well. فَإِنْ جَاءُكَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. That when you go to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and then you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, then you will see that the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam will pray for you, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Why? Because of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He's al-muqaffa. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا. At the beginning of the ayah, that when you have wronged yourselves, when you have transgressed the boundaries and the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct? He says, go to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, because he is Nabi al-Rahma, he is Nabi al-Tawbah, he is the Nabi of al-Mahi, he is the one who will get you your istighfar, he is the one who will get you your purification, he is the one who will get you your salvation and your forgiveness. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Then you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most often relenting and the most forgiving, because you went to the correct source, which is the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He is al-Mukaffa, and he is also Nabi al-Malahim. So all of these beautiful characteristics and these descriptions, these attributes, show us the great maqam, the great speciality, and the unparalleled nature of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So we should be immensely proud as individuals, as a community, as an ummah, to have this Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be proud to share all of the beautiful characteristics and attributes with our family members and say, look at what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did, what he came with, how he changed and transformed the people around us, and how now we receive the Quran and the mercy and the rahmah and the forgiveness, all of this of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. So if you just quickly reflect that if the angels were ordered to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam and sing the praises of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes one better and one higher and says, Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. If Idris alayhi salam was given a lofty and a raised position, then remember that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama was called on the night of Isra and Mi'raj, and he went to a place even where Jibreel alayhi salam said, even I cannot go any further. And he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any veils, without any hijabat, and he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Ibrahim alayhi salam was given that title of Khalil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the title of beloved, of Habib, to the Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa alayhi salam's miracle was the striking of a rock and 12 springs gushed forth, whereas the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would simply put out his hand and water would come forth from all of his fingers, and the Sahaba ikram would quench their thirst. If Musa alayhi salam was given the miracle of splitting the sea on earth here, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to be saved, Allah azza wa jal simply instructed the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that move your finger and the moon would be split into two. If Yusuf alayhi salam was given half of the beauty of all of creation. The Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was given all of the beauty of creation. The Sahaba ikram, they describe his face as more luminous and more beautiful and more grand and radiant than the sun and even the moon. Sulaiman alayhi salam was given the ability to speak to the birds, whereas the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam not only spoke to animals, not only understood them and reassured them, he also spoke to inanimate things. He reassured a dry trunk of a tree, a palm tree. He would speak to rocks. He would speak to lifeless, inanimate things. This is what the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was. He would instruct them, command them, and they would move from their place and they would come and say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So we should be honored and we should share these specialities and these beautiful attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this maqam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and be grateful for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا. And remember that he is the final prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. There will be no other prophets whatsoever after the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the definitive one, the final one. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. His prophethood was decreed by Allah Azza wa Jal, as the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions himself in a Sahih hadith. When Adam alayhi salam was بين الروح والطين, when Adam alayhi salam had not even formed, was not even formed, he was between his soul and his body. Even at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed the prophethood of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam was sent for all of humanity, all of creation, whereas other prophets were sent just specifically to their nations. And he has been given the largest ummah out of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned there will be 120 sufuf, 120 rows on the day of Qiyamah. And out of the 120 rows, 80 of those rows will belong just to the ummah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So be proud that you belong to such a noble and prestigious and elevated and unparalleled prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. He has been given the most powerful and the everlasting miracle, the living miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the Quran. Other prophets did their miracles during their lifetime. There is nobody here today to give testimony, to bear witness to what happened. There is no evidence any longer, whereas the evidence that will remain with us up until the day of Qiyamah is the living Quran. Everything that is contained within the Quran demonstrates the beautiful life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The night of Isra and Mi'raj, he is the leader and the Sayyid of all of humanity. He will be the first one to be resurrected, and everyone will be resurrected at his feet. Everybody will go towards his hawd. Everyone will go towards his kawthar that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specifically only given to him. The kawthar, which is the largest river in Jannah, this will be given to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the first one to cross the sirat, the bridge on the day of Qiyamah, the only one to be able to knock on the doors of paradise, and the only one for whom the doors of paradise will be open, and he will say, come my ummah, come my beloved followers, and enter into Jannah. We will be the first ones to enter into Jannah. Why? Because we are the followers of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the first one to intercede for his intercession to be accepted, the one with the maqam-e mahmood and the one with the fadila given only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So be proud and connect yourself with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and remind yourself of the greatness of maqam, great maqam of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and what we have. And don't just think, oh, it's just, you know, we're just following another prophet or messenger. Know that we're following the greatest and the most prestigious messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see his maqam truly on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to truly honor the life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wa qawli qawli hadha.